Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I would caution myself with Kuminga. I wouldn't expect too much from him. He's at the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, but
he's a 19-year-old.
He's matched up pretty well against them in the past. And I think that he can provide a little athleticism toward the rim, which they just desperately need. Yeah. And also, you don't know where Otto Porter Jr. is right now.
Here's what Pat Riley said. This is a great quote. Use 8, rotate 7, play 6, and trust 5.
Well, that's,
Is he going to be part of that 8?
That's the Godfather.
I have no idea. As you are listening to 95.7 Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, in Odyssey Station, brought to you by DuckDuckGo, Privacy Simplify. We're having a lot of fun on the morning roads today. And we're going to welcome, can we call them buddies? Last time it didn't go too well. 105.3 The Fan, RJ and Sean, and the last time we talked to them, the Niners were getting ready to go kick the Dallas Cowboys' ass in a wild card game, and we know how that story ended. The Dallas Cowboys obviously forgot the rules, and they didn't realize the clock was winding down.
Dak was safe at second base, though. Not sure if you caught that.
Yes. RJ and Sean, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Butcher Boy. We meet again.
Wow. Thanks for the hijinks, Howard Stern. I appreciate that. Has Mike McCarthy picked his jaw up off the floor since the last time we saw you guys?
Okay. Well,
what are we doing?
You guys, didn't we tell you that it was a fluke run and that you would be getting rid of your quarterback who you're supposed to be? If you're such a legit contender, you would have the guy who took you to the NFC Championship game coming back. And now you're just waiting for someone to go ahead and offer you something to kick him out of town. Didn't we tell you that was going to happen? Why aren't you bringing back a contender?
Jimmy Garoppolo, did you see him almost throw up over himself at Texas Stadium? I was down there at Texas Stadium. We won in spite of him in that fourth quarter and in spite of him in Green Bay. Yeah, no, that was it. It's been Trey Lance Day for a long time out here in the Bay Area. Hell, Trey Lance should have probably started last year, but that's neither here nor there. I'm surprised you guys are in the hoops.
You guys know who my new favorite player is because he realized the type of poisonous fan base you have in that city is Debo.
It's Debo.
Debo.
What's out?
Sick of finally, he probably listened to y'all's show. I know he was dealing with these dumb 49er fans on social media, and he's like, screw this. I'm out of here. I don't want to play for these guys anymore. So congratulations on running Debo out of town.
Well, it's obviously down in Texas, you guys are a little slower because you're stuck in March. We're now in May, and Debo Samuel's now following the 49ers again on Instagram, and everything is all well and dandy. So number 19 will be trucking up. If you guys do make the playoffs,
it's almost
be
as cute as Dak's contract next year.
He's a 13-year-old. He keeps following and unfollowing people.
I mean, that's the modern athlete. I mean, come on, guys. Welcome to 2022.
All right, Let's welcome to the Western Conference Finals. Now, do you feel like you caught a break that the Phoenix Suns got eliminated?
No, we actually wanted the Phoenix Suns. We thought it would be an easier matchup, believe it or not. We do have respect for the Dallas Mavericks. You guys probably didn't start watching the Mavericks until game five of the Phoenix series, which is understandable. You guys are a football state. You guys tied the series. That's right. But no, we wanted Phoenix because we thought CP3 was a fraud, which we all know he is. We wanted to end the season once again. DeAndre Ayton is an overrated big man, in my opinion. I'm not afraid of that. So Dallas, they have the Formula 2 matchup with the Golden State Warriors. I'll give you guys that.
Yeah, why did you see, since you watched all the regular season games and we didn't, why was it 3-1 regular season with the great Steph Curry throwing bricks up?
Are you really throwing regular season numbers at us in the NBA?
Come on, man.
They were down 3-1. They lost 3-4 to the Grizzlies. They lost 3-4 to the Nuggets. How did those series end? All right.
Well, number two. John got hurt.
Ja got hurt. Oh, yeah, but they're 25 without Ja. And a lot of people nationally said, the Grizzlies are better without Ja Morant. They're better. Now it's... Ja got hurt. Okay, that's fine. You can have that one. Klay Thompson didn't play in two of the games. Draymond Green didn't play in three of the games. All right? They're fine.
Context
I would not go
matters.
Back.
Yeah, you guys matters, really guys. Missed those 7 points that Draymond gives you.
Yeah, a little triple single there. What is Klay like? What is Klay like after the injury? Like, what?
I don't know. Did you watch Game Six? He dropped 30.
Oh God!
So what makes you guys confident in this Western Conference Final? Because obviously you're banking on the regular season. You don't know what Klay's been like. You haven't watched the Golden State Warriors, even though they're on national TV
and
every
been
single
in the finals
game. You probably don't even know what Andrew Wiggins has been doing. This is their sixth Western Conference Final in the last 8 years. So we've been there, done that before. Why are you guys so confident?
Well,
in this series?
I did watch the series against Memphis when Klay also had 12 and 15 and shooting 25% and 30%.
Box score watching.
I guess.
Did you
watch enough to know that we have the best player in the series? Can you acknowledge that?
I mean, Jokic was the best player in that series. We externished him and same
externished
thing.
Him. Externished.
Yeah. I love externishing.
Oh, hey, look, we'll give you guys this. And I've been citing this. 33-12 since January 5th. You guys have the second best record in the NBA.
Yeah,
we'll give
good
you all
defensive
that.
Metrics.
But, yeah, not bad.
Since
Jason
trading
done
Kristaps.
Yeah, not bad. Spencer did it when he'd been a nice boost. Jalen Brunson's nice. But why are you guys so confident? Warriors
best
been here,
player on
that.
The floor. That's
best
why.
Player,
oh, best
on,
player
the
on the floor.
Floor. Yes.
But the Memphis Grizzlies.
That's how basketball
best.
Works.
Oh, it does.
Best player on the floor. More often than not.
Wait. Question.
More often than not.
Did it work for Denver?
Did you have the best player in the world when the Warriors beat you guys in 2007? Wasn't Dirk the MVP? How'd that work out for you?
Man, 14 years ago. That way to stay up to date. And Denver, you keep talking about Denver. They were missing the guy who was their best.
2015. Was LeBron the best player in the world? Oh, wow, it's really quiet.
Yeah, it got real quiet. Warriors won championship.
What about 2017? What about 2018?
Do you guys acknowledge that Luka
just like on Wikipedia now?
Is Luka
no,
the
this
best?
Is the Warriors championship record. That's what I'm citing right now. RJ, honestly.
2007, you had Dirk Nowitzki win an MVP award, and you lost to an 8 seed. So this whole best player on the court doesn't matter. Who's the better team?
Anybody can pick out an outlier.
It's a team sport, guys.
Is Jason Tatum the best player on the court?
Like RJ Sean. Is Luka Doncic the best player in the
series? RJ Sean. Was Dak Prescott not the better quarterback on the field when they played the 49ers?
He
was the better quarterback, right?
So you don't want to say in your on the airwaves in your city that Luka's the best player in the series?
Luka's playing phenomenal basketball. But we believe it's Stephen Curry.
Say it.
We believe it's Stephen Curry.
All the homeless people are saying for believe it's hear you say
stop it. Who's gonna? How are they gonna guard him?
Sean and RJ, let's get to brass tacks. Aren't you guys from like New Jersey?
I can't
how
ask,
are you even Maverick
I,
fans?
I can't. I can't ask about anything in the series with this idiot.
No, you can't.
Who's gonna guard Luka? What do you think?
Andrew Wiggins. We're gonna throw Andrew Wiggins on him. Otto Porter Jr. will get a run. Klay Thompson will get a run. That's the beauty of the Golden State Warriors. It's called strength in numbers, gentlemen. It's been the hashtag.
Here's the deal, RJ Sean. Hey, RJ Sean, you guys are all laughing, but what are you clowns are wearing a Dodgers shirt? So you always talk about California, yet you're wearing a Dodgers shirt. So obviously you love something about California. Oh,
it was
free. So you just wear anything free, huh?
Yes,
wear the Dodgers shirt
in Texas. We're cross-talking with San Fran on 95.7
God,
the game.
Please be San Fran.
Whoa. San Fran. First of all, it's not San Fran, number one. It's Frisco, or it's the city, all right? There's no San Fran. Let's not be lazy with our nicknames.
Is that why everyone's moving over here because of douchebag talk and phrases like this?
No, it's because
is that why everyone's leaving there to come over here?
You're recycling material.
Is that why Charles Barkley... Did you guys catch Charles Barkley talk about how much he hated your city?
How much he's dreading going there?
Did you hear Richard Jefferson last night talk about how the new arena and the atmosphere are so bad compared to the first one? What happened to the city? What happened to the town? What are you ripping off Boston movies now?
Hey, listen, just because your property is so damn cheap, people are not suckers. We go out there, buy your properties, and we rent it to you idiots for double the price to make our money. And we can go back here and take the money from California. Why not Airbnb in Texas if you guys want to sell us a 5-bedroom house for $300,000? My bad, your property's not worth much. It's not my fault. Be mad at your state. It's okay.
Hey, boys, this is the bigger question. How come your owner talks a big game and really hasn't done nothing? Our billionaire owner has not only built a brand new stadium, he's brought 3 championships and maybe the greatest free agent in all time, NBA history, to San Francisco and the Bay Area. Your guy's still searching for that second one.
Guys, we have a championship that was more valuable than anything Kevin Durant ever won there with your bandwagoning. We have one of the top three NBA championships of all time.
What are the other two? I want to know what your other two are. Top three championships ever?
Let me hear the top three.
You're telling me that Dirk's championship isn't more valuable than what Kevin Durant won there? No one cares.
Kevin Durant.
No one counts it.
Kevin Durant outdueled LeBron James and was the best player on the floor, averaging over 35 points a game in the
by himself against the Heat.
He had Jason Kidd, Jason Terry shot. Tyson Chandler was a defensive player of the year.
Oh my God.
You don't even know your own roster. You just exposed yourself. Heap one with
Did
nobody.
Did you really say, though, that KD was the best free agent pickup ever?
Yeah.
Possibly in American sport. Outside of Tom Brady, who else is a better free agent signing?
What are you on, Satina?
LeBron James, Kevin Durant.
Was LeBron not?
Kevin Durant, LeBron James,
Tom
Brady.
They won the same amount of rings. They both won the same amount of rings for their teams, too.
Why does your home court suck compared to the last place?
Go ask Memphis in Game 6 and how loud it was.
Oh, wow. Way to take three games to close out the Grizzlies without Ja. Real impressive.
I got a soundbite for you to sit back and listen from the great Luka Doncic.
I mean, that's a loud gym. I ain't gonna lie, you know. I think this one in Utah, honestly, are two of the loudest gyms in the league.
The great Luka Doncic said what? Salt Lake City and Chase Center, the two loudest gyms in the NBA. That's very interesting.
Awesome.
Luka doesn't just say anything. He doesn't just shoot from the hip. He speaks what's on his mind.
No, he's generic and boring. Learn your team. Don't you know to watch your other two champions?
I want to hear the two other greatest rings of all time. I don't think you can name two other champions in NBA history.
They can't. They don't know basketball. Dirk won by himself. Damn. Obviously, Jason Kidd's a Hall of Famer.
They don't know
Jason
clock Terry.
They don't know how to run the clock.
He was an old man.
How dumb the Cowboys were in that wild card game. By the way, since you guys did this, because last time you spoke it with your chest. You tried to say, put your money where your mouth is. And I was waiting on the bet. I was there. I told you, I went to Texas Stadium with my Niner jersey on.
Big Tugger, whatever the hell it's called.
Jerry's World, whatever it is. Which
Niner
is overrated.
Fans took over.
Yeah, we took over
that
your stadium.
That was embarrassing.
That was 50-50. It was a lot of red in that stadium.
That was embarrassing.
So listen, RJ and Sean, you want to talk about bandwagon and jumping into stadiums? We took over your stadium. We took it over. That was Levi Stadium Southwest.
Have you ever met a Mavericks fan?
Never met a Mavericks fan in my life.
Nor have I.
So anyway, Mike Bassett's a real Mavericks fan, by the way, down here in Texas.
Wow.
We don't know that. He'll talk Mavericks. These guys don't know anything. But since you guys flicked on the bet, I tweeted at you. You didn't reply until 2 days later after the game when we kicked your ass. What are we betting this time around? I got the Venmo ready. Wait, $100, $200? What do you want? What do you want from us?
Now, you name the price. Now you want to come in all big.
I've been coming in big, baby. I go big or go home. You better learn. To check my resume, RJ.
What do you want to do?
You got the better player in the series. You name your price.
You want to go straight cash?
We go straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Okay, Butcher Boy, you going to throw in a T-bone in this?
You're going to throw ends meat in there?
You're going to throw in some ends meat?
Hey, listen, I know minimum wage down there in Texas is about $5 an hour, so don't put all your pennies on this series. Okay. I want you guys not to go broke here and have to move to, like, Fort Worth or something.
You guys, Fort Worth? I already lived there.
Oh, you already lived there? Yeah, and no wonder you're broke.
You decide your money amount, and then you tweet it, and then we'll make it public with what you want to put on it.
We'll go 100, 100, 200, 200 bucks, fine. And we're throwing a T-bone steak if the Dallas Mavericks win. Done. It's done.
All right, there you go.
I expect our Venmo payment in about a week and a half. Man, sorry to our audience. We lost a lot of brain cells there. These idiots from Texas don't even know their own roster. I would say good luck, but man, it's going to be a lot of fun to humble you once again.
Hey, Sean and RJ, what state are you going to be in next year? What team are you going to be rooting for next year? I'm just curious.
How long have you guys hosted that show?
Yeah.
Long enough? Long enough to be number one in the market?
I know. Not long enough to be number one in the market.
Yeah, long enough to be number one in the market.
Because all we do is win.
How many years have you guys been there?
Within one year, we won the book, bud.
We've been here over a decade. And you guys keep rotating.
A lot of losing in those 11 years.
We'll talk to your replacements after the finals.
Yeah, okay.
All right?
Sure.
Thank you, guys.
I have a feeling you won't have the phone up again.
Great material. Those clowns. Those clowns. They don't even know their own roster, man.
We've got the best player in the series.
Oh, I'm glad you could hang a banner up. Luka Doncic, best player in the Western Conference Finals. Hang that banner up there at American Airlines Arena. RJ is Sean spelled. Sean spelled S-H-A-N.
Was that any good?
They're jokes. All right. What's coming up in the game brought to you by BMW Fairfield? 888-957-9570. How do we do during that crosstalk?
You were on fire. I just sat back and looked at you.
Nah, you know what? They got nothing, all right?
He said top three greatest championship ever and couldn't name another one. I knew that.
All right. Your phone call's coming up. Brought to you by BMW Fairfield. Now open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. They provide a luxurious, all-encompassing experience to address all of your BMW needs. Visit BMWFairfield.com today to book your visit. That's BMWFairfield.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shoot.
He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I feel the master. I feel
Now, back to the morning roast with Vontae and Shasky.
Y'all ready? We ready.
This is the deal from here on out. This is the deal.
All right.
We're smoking Maverick Loud packs every single night for the rest of this series. And we're dedicating it to RJ Sean. You know, like our texter said, 510-XODD mobile text line. If those dudes have been on Dallas radio for 11 years, then sports talk out there sucks. And I try to give them the benefit of the doubt. But you don't come into my radio show, in my city, in my region, and you want to, the homeless. Hey, you guys got a lot of homeless. I seen Dallas, Texas. I was out there in Dallas, Texas. That dry heat with people sleeping on the street in cardboard boxes. Come on, man. You bums. You ain't got nothing. Who's the best player in the series? Who's the better team? Who's the championship team? Who's got the banners? Huh? Who's got the better stadium? Who's got the better owner? Who's got the better coach? Who's got the better core? We're smoking Maverick Loud packs all day long. Roasters. Look, you got people in Dallas, Texas saying, damn, them Cali boys destroyed y'all.
Hey, their own Twitch feed is getting, they're getting roasted.
Getting bodied. And that's what we do. And you come on our show, you get bodied.
And the best part is our audience is so dedicated to us, they jumped into their feed and started talking smack on their feed.
On their feed. Their feed stinks right now. Look at them.
We've been together for 10 years. Wow. What an indictment on Dallas sports radio.
Because you haven't been going up against us. We'd have your ass working in Corpus Christi, Texas. All right? We have your ass working in Pensacola, Florida. You go up against us. We send your ass to Maine doing sports talk radio, covering God knows what. We send your ass to the middle of Minnesota.
They've been doing radio for 11 years.
They don't know anything. You snitched on yourself when you said Dirk won the championship by yourself.
I mean, come on.
You don't know basketball.
When your head coach currently was one of the key figures on that team.
Key figures. I mean, come on. A Hall of Fame point guard. Jason Terry, one of the best six men we've ever seen in the NBA. Tyson Chandler, if I'm not mistaken, won a DPOY.
Yeah, he was so sick that year. Who cares?
The Matrix?
Who cares about that?
888-957-9570.
Every time I went to go make a good point, it felt like we were at the lunch table. I don't know if you remember in high school when you'd be at the lunch table and everybody would be capping on each other. That's what we used to call it. Joking, making fun. I don't know. Do you guys know what that term means? Now cap means like, you know, no lie or whatever.
Right.
You know, no cap, no lie. So, but we used to call it capping on each other back in the day. And I felt like I was gumming in and Bonte just said, no, check me and I got this, Marty Jannetty.
Yeah. I sat back for a second, and they used the same old material as last time. Why are all your people moving here? Because you idiots, your property is so damn cheap, we could sell it back to you. Double the price. That's all. It was like that at Texas State, or Jerry's World, I should say. Jerry's World, all their trash talk during the game was, this guy sitting next to me, he liberals from California. Is that supposed to make me feel bad? Because you called me a liberal?
We put out all of our predictions as a station yesterday, and now people are coming in from the 510. Bonte just won. Info.
Now I want the series so damn bad. And now we got it on wax. We had to force him into a bet. We had to force them into a bet.
I love how sad they were when we brought up Kevin Durant as the greatest free agent signing.
Oh, they were so sad. They were terrible. It's obvious they don't know. By the way, we did a little scouting, right? We went on their Twitch page, and they're so bad at their jobs. They're so bad that they were running a segment on Skip Bayless. All right, Skip Baseless. That's how bad they are. We got the Western Conference Finals. Game one tonight between the Warriors and the Mavericks, and they're sitting up here mad about Skip Bayless calling Jimmy Buckets better than Luka. That's their material. So you better be lucky we're not in Dallas at a competing station, because your asses will be back in the middle of Missouri bagging up groceries.
All right, I want to ask the audience. I'm so fired up because you got the We Ready sound.
I need a
tonight, Chase Center.
Up.
We're back where we rightfully belong.
What's the Wild Pack at?
Western Conference Finals at home, Chase Center. I want to hear from everybody that's going. And I want to know, very simple, who's the X factor? Who's the X factor for the Golden State Warriors in this series? Is it Clay? Is it Dre? Is it Wiggins? Because we know what Steph's going to bring. Is it Jordan Poole? Is it Otto Porter Jr.? I want to know what people think. Line them up, 888-957-9570. Give me your X factor. And what's the thing that you want the Warriors to do that I think turnovers is the most important thing? When the pace of play is as slow as it's going to be with Dallas, you cannot turn the ball over as much as they have over the first couple of weeks of these playoffs.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at their Twitch feed.
Yeah.
And their own people are saying, you guys just got wrecked by 95-7 game. Their own people. Their radio station took the dub, but the Mavericks are winning the series. They also say, y'all got silent as hell. That's why, let me see, another one. You lost your championship once by literally caring more about a regular season record than you did about a title. 07. They had nothing there. You had the best player on the floor usually wins a game. Oh, is that the case? Oh, tell me you don't know about basketball without saying you don't know nothing about basketball. Come on, man.
Are you going to be wearing a yellow shirt?
I'm going to be wearing a suit. No yellow suit.
Do you pick up those t-shirts? Do they leave one for you? A little box on the side?
They used to, but you know, I just donated all those t-shirts from all the runs. I had so many of them.
Yeah.
Stripped the numbers.
Should have sent some to Dallas.
I should have. Let's go to the calls, man. I need a break, man. I'm so fired up right now. By the way, we're giving away tickets to the Bay Area Panthers June 4th. You don't want to miss that. Bay Area Panther tickets coming up. We're going to give those away to go see the Panthers play June 4th at the SAP Center. Be the fifth caller at 844-999-GAME. And know the show from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Know the show. You want to be tuned in. Because at 8:15, we're going to ask you a question about what happened between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And you may, my friend, win tickets to game number one of the conference finals and get there early. 6 p.m. tip off. It's an early tip, so you want to get there rocking and rolling. You don't want to miss any of the action tonight.
I want to ask, let's have a legitimate, sophisticated conversation wrapped around here. No one discredits how good Luka is, but isn't there a little like disrespect Steph Curry's way to say that Luka is clearly the best player in the series? Is that what we're doing? Like a three-time champion, a two-time unanimous, a two-time MVP, a one-time unanimous MVP, a guy who's been in the finals five times. How many Western Conference finals is this for him?
This is now number six.
Six. He's been to six Western Conference finals. We're talking about rarefied air. Rarefied air. Now, you can dilute it by saying, oh, well, they've had a great team. Well, yeah, and he's part of that great team. He's actually the catalyst for that lead team. He's the lead dog. He's driving the bandwagon. Are we really doing, like, really? Like, no one's discrediting that Luka's not great. But, like, would we disrespect, I'm asking you, would we disrespect Brett Favre?
No.
Or Tom Brady?
Absolutely. Russell Wilson. We may not like them, but we won't disrespect them.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine Madison Bumgarner in a playoff series getting disrespected by a hot shot up-and-comer. And I feel like that's what we're doing. Why do we do that in basketball?
Why do we
coronate the young? And I'm not saying that Luka's not awesome, but there's a timing to this. LeBron was one of the best players on the planet for 5-6 years, and he couldn't win the big one.
Yep.
And it wasn't because of him. It was, you know, the team and everything. There's levels to this.
Right.
Why are we disrespecting Steph? Are we sure he's not better than Luka?
I mean, again,
I think he still is.
Dude, and here's the thing about the whole Steph is not clutch. Steph is not clutch. And we saw it all day on ESPN. Oh, at the end of the game, you want the ball in Luka's hands. That's fine. You want the ball in Luka's hands. That's fine. But Steph Curry, folks. Steph Curry. How about this? How about this for all the Steph Curry's not clutch fans? Steph Curry has the most game-winning shots with under 5 seconds left since 2013. But he's not clutch. Again, he has the most game-winning shots with under 5 seconds left since 2013 in the NBA. And he has eight of them.
So let me ask you this.
And by the way, who leads the score? Who leads the fourth quarter? Who leads the postseason in the fourth quarter scoring? Oh, well, what do you know? It's Steph Curry.
Well, like when LeBron goes into the playoffs, do we ever, as analysis, I'm just saying in the media in general, as analysis, well, you know, he's not the best player in this series. He's not the best player in the series. Why does he get the benefit of the doubt?
He's LeBron James. 6'8", 250.
Steph Curry has won three titles during the LeBron James era.
Trust me, I know. Some people at the station don't even respect Steph Curry.
It kind of makes me crazy. Like, did we do that with Tim Duncan?
No.
He's not the best player in the series.
No, it doesn't make me crazy. It makes me laugh.
No, but it really drives me nuts.
It makes me laugh. It makes me honestly laugh because I'm thinking to myself, what are you watching? Even when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, multiple defenders are saying, you know what?
Exactly.
Where's Steph Curry at? Where's Sturdy at? The Dallas Mavericks will tell you everything you need to know about Stephen Curry. They will trap Stephen Curry all day long to make sure the ball's not in his hands. Why? Because they're petrified of Stephen Curry going ballistic on them.
How many times was Jordan the best player in the series against the Pistons and lost?
Multiple times. He was the best player on the floor.
Against,
they lost.
Against the Celtics.
The better team.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So, like, and this whole better player thing, I don't know. I just don't know why we do this thing.
That was a lazy argument. But are we surprised? RJ and Sean know nothing about sports.
But doesn't it lack, like, a sense of understanding Steph Curry's place in the game? We're acting like he's at the end of his career.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Langford was in my ear.
No,
about
but like we're acting like
ahead,
he's at the end of his career, yeah. And you know he's hanging on by a thread, like he's Tony Parker at the very
go
end.
Go ahead, hit the sounder. Hit the sounder.
Money time. Money time.
Money time. I know, Ludman. I'm locked in right now. I am more locked in than I've ever been. And all it took was those clowns in Dallas to fire me up by just spewing nonsense to our great audience here in the Bay Area. By the way, worldwide as well. We had a lot of calls last week from Oklahoma, New Jersey, Chicago, everywhere. Steph Curry's a baller, all right? He's a baller. And you know what? RJ and Sean are going to find out very, very soon. By the way, giving out Bay Area Panther tickets right now. Be the fifth caller and win tickets to go see the Panthers play on June 4th at SAP Center, 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263. Anthony and Tracy, what is happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, morning, guys. You know, I hopped in the car this morning on my commute, turned on the Odyssey app, and I thought I tuned into the wrong station. It sure sounded like a comedy show to me.
Yeah, there were clowns. There were clowns. How did we do? How did we do?
Big clowns. Man, you guys killed them, just like their own little fan base said you guys got killed. And I'm glad you guys didn't bite into his nonsense, who's the best player on the court. It doesn't matter, just like The Rock says. It doesn't matter. We got the better squad. We got the better team, better core, better coach, just like you guys said. And I'm predicting Curry goes off tonight and shows who the really better player is. 45 points, 8 threes, guys. Go Dubs.
Go Dubs. By the way, in case you haven't been listening, and we've been saying this basically every 10 minutes of the show, but for everybody out there who missed it, know the show. You better be tuned in right now until 8 o'clock, because at 8:15 we're going to ask you a question about what went down over these next 30 minutes. We're giving away tickets to Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks, and you want to get there early. Know the show right now. YouTube, Twitch, Xfinity Mobile Text Line. Know the show. I don't want to hear anybody else in my ear about this. Know the show from 7:30 to 8 o'clock. 8:15, we're going to ask you a question about Game 1 or about knowing the show. We're going to give you tickets to Game number 1, 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-GAME.
However you want to like weigh these things out, however you want to quantify them, Steph's still one of the top two or three best players left in the playoffs. Like, there's no way around it. Like, that's what he is. His resume, his impact, his raw data throughout an entire game, his fourth quarter data, which you've been citing, his clutch shooting percentage, like what he's done at the free throw line to ice out games. Figure out whatever metric you want to pick. He is one of the best players left in the playoffs, period. And it boggles my mind that we continue to disrespect him this way and he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt. All the other, like, all-time gunslingers across sports get this benefit of the doubt that Steph never gets. And I don't understand it.
It
makes me very angry. We do this for everyone. Like, everybody who is a gunslinger. Again, I reference Bumgarner and the Tom Brady's of the world. Like, Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes won that one Super Bowl.
Right.
We are going to draw from that one Super Bowl and give him the benefit of the doubt for the remainder of his career.
No doubt.
We do it with Aaron Rodgers.
No doubt.
Aaron Rodgers hasn't won jack for 15 years.
Is it because Steph Curry's 6'3", and he depends on the three-point shot? Is it because...
Do we do that with Kyrie Irving? We give him the benefit of the doubt?
No, I don't know why. I don't know why they do this stuff.
But it's a constant dilution on how good he is. Like, we keep moving the goalposts. Well, he can't get a shot off against a 6'8 guy. Well, you know, he wasn't necessarily the number one guy when Kevin Durant came here.
You know what I heard a couple weeks ago?
It's always, like, moving the goalposts.
I heard, like, you know, if the Warriors play the Celtics, Curry's going to have trouble bringing the ball up against Marcus Smart. And I'm just like, the way we talk about Curry is like he's a role player. You know, actually,
like
I was in the barbershop a couple weeks ago, and this Rockets fan, he goes, you know, Bonte, I'm going to just keep it real. Steph Curry's a Hall of Fame role player.
No.
And I almost walked out the barbershop and said, you know what, forget the haircut. I can't sit there with this clown. I can't sit down. Like, what are we doing here? It's just
Bonte. He came off the bench in the first series and put up historic bench numbers. Then started and put up unbelievable games after unbelievable game, and yet we're still finding ways to move the goalposts. It just, again, no one is saying that you can't respect Luka. You can clearly respect him, but why do we, when we respect Luka, have to disrespect Steph Curry?
That's the part I struggle with. Ask Kevin Durant. The paint parted like the Red Sea in the NBA Finals against Cleveland. Why? Because you had three Cavalier defenders in. Steph Curry just crossed half court. All eyes on number 30. All eyes on 30. Spacing. Yes. The spacing he creates and other team scouting reports. Every team in the NBA. I go down there to Chase Center. We mingle. Number one thing on the scouting report. Know where number 30 is. Slung out number 30. If he gets going, we're done. We're done. Why did Popovich always call timeouts after two straight Steph Curry threes?
Yes.
I'm not going to let him hit three straight 100%. And start going crazy. Two straight threes? Boo-boo! Actually, Dallas did the same thing in the last match. If Steph Curry hit a couple threes, Jason Kidd's like, slow this thing down. Timeout.
So where I'm going at with this, we've discussed all about the matchups. Where's the experience factor? Where does that factor in?
For a lot of people, it's overrated. Which I've been saying, I don't think it's overrated. Championship DNA and cultures, right?
Yes.
We talked about this with Andrew Wiggins, because Andrew Wiggins is a lot of people's X factors. I was asked yesterday on the show, why is Andrew Wiggins thriving so well when he didn't in Minnesota? Well, you had a losing culture.
Yes.
You had nobody there who knew how to win.
Absolutely.
And when they got the one guy who knew how to win in Jimmy Butler, who really hasn't won anything yet, but he's been a very, very good player and played in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They made the playoffs. He played well in that first round series against the Rockets when they got eliminated in five games. You bring him over here with some champions, guys who know how to win, and leadership, and he soaks that up. Culture matters. Experience matters. Winning banners matter. Think about all the games the Warriors have gone through over the course of this run. 2015, you're down 2-1 in Memphis. You play a pivotal game four. You hadn't won anything yet. You're down 2-1 in the NBA Finals in that same season. You win three straight to win your first championship in 30 years. All right? Actually, 40 years, when they won it in 75. The experience of playing the Rockets in Game 7 in Houston. The experience of being down 3-2 in Oklahoma City. And you got to go to Oklahoma City to keep your season alive after being down 3-1. Hell, the experience of blowing a 3-1 lead. They've got all the chops. They've been through everything in the playoffs, but yet that just gets dismissed. It gets dismissed at all costs. Why? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, Chesky. I don't know the answer to it.
Well, and it's like we look at Steph's box score and say, he wasn't as efficient as you need to be. Dude, you're in these high-level, high-pressure playoff games where there are times guys don't want to shoot. Yeah. And he's the only one who wants to shoot, and you're taking a bad shot at the end of a shot clock just to get stuff up. And then you look up at the stat line, you're like, damn. Steph still dropped 29. Right?
Did we not watch the fourth quarter game six?
How about game four? What do you have, 18 in game four?
Closing time.
How about all the free throws that he hit down the stretch?
Man.
So the point that I'm getting at is no one is saying that Luka isn't great. He's awesome. But why do we have to backhand Steph while we're complimenting Luka?
I don't know.
They're both great players, but I'm sorry. Steph Curry's resume is unlike anyone else's who's left in the playoffs.
No, take all that personally.
Nobody has a resume like him, and yet we're not giving him the benefit of the doubt nationally.
It drives me crazy.
What?
You know what? It's been like that. And nationally, I don't care. I really don't care how people feel about Steph Curry. They don't get to watch him every single night. We get to watch him every single night. We get to watch every single game, every single dribble, every single shot. I don't care what other people think about Steph Curry.
But the way we talk about Chris Paul, who just got bowed out, the point guard, he's a legend. You don't hear the narrative wrapped around Steph that way. And it's like his career is so much more accomplished than Chris Paul's.
Whoa.
It's so much more comprehensive. And then his impact on the game as a whole, it's just incredible.
Well, the crazy part about all that is, Steph Curry's not even viewed as a true point guard.
Another way to dilute. Another form of dilution. Okay?
In positionless basketball.
Yeah, well, what's LeBron? Is LeBron a traditional three?
No. He's positionless basketball. He's a baller.
But we don't use that.
He's a hooper.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a hooper.
But we don't dilute him that way, do we?
No, we don't.
Is Luka a true point guard?
Probably not. He's a primary. He's a scorer. He looks to make plays second.
I don't even know what he is, but he's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. But he will look to get his first. Jason Kidd has to rein him in and say, hey, get your teammates involved first and let it happen. Jordan's career flipped and started winning championships when, hey, Jordan, we know you can get yours, but start making plays for others.
But we do this with Steph. He's not a true point guard. What's Giannis? What's his position?
Yeah.
No, B, what is it?
I don't know. You're right.
So, like, what? I just don't understand. Again, we do this with Steph Curry, you know, individually, and we don't do it with anyone else. We move the goalposts to change the narratives and flip the script because we can't quantify what we're seeing.
No, I don't think I.
It's just so much easier to just dilute than it is to just praise.
But you know what? We don't do that. We know how good Steph is, and you're right about game number four. When it was nutcracking time.
What did he score?
It was nutcracking time, and the Warriors were down 12 in the fourth quarter, what did Steph Curry do? He goes to the free throw line 9 times, makes 8 of them. He scores 18 points.
18 in the fourth.
18 in the fourth. Makes a couple threes, 4-7 from the floor. So
was that more than Chris Paul in all of game five?
In the last 5 games,
seven.
I know. So this whole thing about him not being clutch, not showing up in fourth quarters, it is a false narrative that continues to get steam. It continues to catch steam for some reason. Where it's like, just go back to game five of 2015 finals when he drops 37 in a pivotal swing game. Like,
It's the thing that I struggle with is that in baseball, like when a Juan Soto or whatever emerges, we're like, wow, but you still got to do it for a long time, right? And we give the benefit of the doubt to the guys who have been there year after year. Max Scherzer, he is a playoff proven star. You know what I'm saying? Yep. He gets a benefit of the doubt, and there's a fear of God from the national media when he comes into the game.
You know what, though?
We just don't do it in basketball.
You know what,
we constantly dilute.
You know what, though? That's fine. People could dilute Steph Curry, but he's 8 wins away from hanging another banner.
A fourth.
In
the middle
LeBron
of
James.
The quote-unquote LeBron era.
And fourth title. So that's all Steph Curry cares about, and that's all I really care about at this point. I don't care what Skip Bayless says.
No, I don't either.
I don't care what the national naysayers are saying. I don't care. Anybody who's like, oh, man, Steph's not clutch, or Steph can't bring the ball up against
But it does bother Warrior fans because we want to
see... It bothers Warrior fans, but it shouldn't.
I hear you, but maybe I'm speaking as a Warrior fan here because, like, this is our guy. And we just want to see him get the proper recognition that he deserves because I'm watching these games, even the unbiased games, and they're drooling over Jason Tatum. And I love Jason Tatum. He's amazing. He's had a great run. He's been awesome. I mean, you look up, you can't even believe he's as young as he is. But it's like, dude, Steph has one of the glorious NBA careers of all time, and yet we talk about him like he's, not that he's a scrub, but like you said, like he's a role player. Well, and it's like, it's so far from the truth.
Yeah, no, we don't talk about him like that, and that's all that matters to me, Shasky. Let's go to the calls. TJ in San Jose. TJ, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
A little fired up today, baby. A little fired up. Can't wait for game one. Cannot wait.
I got something to say. I said I was going to call in on next week after we beat Memphis. I want to say, whoop that trick. Curry being disrespected, man, it's crazy, man. Just the fact that what he's done in the league, and I feel like just because the last 2 years he hasn't been in the playoffs, I feel like people have forgotten how great this guy is, man. I feel like it's like a what have you done for me now league.
Right.
So I feel like everyone's been seeing Tatum, Luka just going off. And it's crazy because they haven't even gone to the Western Conference. I mean, other than Jason Tatum, but it's just crazy how much disrespect he gets. And I feel like, you know, this Western Conference Finals and the Finals, because I know we're going to get past Dallas, I think he'll be talked about again as great as he should be every single time. Man.
Well, TJ, good call. And look, by the way, we're giving away tickets for Game 1. Know the show right now. Be tuned in 7:30 to 8 o'clock. We're going to ask you the question at 8:15 about what went down from 7:30 to 8 o'clock here on The Roast. Be caller number 1-844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-GAME. 4263 is the last 4 digits. We're giving away tickets to Game 1 tonight. Tip off at 6 p.m. Get there early. Don't want to miss anything. 6 p.m. tip off an hour earlier than usual. People forget Steph Curry last year in the last 2 months of the season.
Carried the team with a broken tailbone.
37 points a game, basically the last 2 months of the
season. Dragging them as far as he possibly could.
I mean, he dropped, 39 in the play and lost to the Memphis Grizzlies.
With a 6-man rotation, essentially.
With a 6-man rotation. Kelly Oubre Jr. was gone. James Wiseman was hurt. Kent Bazemore is basically starting at times.
Damian Lee missed the final 2 weeks of the year.
Exactly.
Damian Lee was one of the most important Warriors last year.
Last year, he was.
Say that.
And Damian Lee's
your
10th man
now. And I'm not trying to be mean to him. No. I'm telling you, that was the current status of that particular team.
But
he was that important, which is sad because he's an afterthought on this team.
To your point about Steph Curry not being respected. Everybody, Steph Curry couldn't lead him to the playoffs. Oh, he didn't have no help, couldn't lead him to the playoffs. What are they saying about LeBron James and the Lakers this year? Yeah, Anthony Davis and Westbrook.
Oh, but it's the coach's fault.
It's the coach's fault. It's the GM's fault.
It's Russ's fault.
Yeah, it's everybody else's fault. Whatever. Who cares? Let's go to, we got a Mavs fan on the line. I want to go to this Mavs fan.
Oh,
Alex
found
on Highway
one.
80. We found a Mavs fan.
Oh, my God.
Alex, good morning. You're on the roast.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Thank you. Yeah, I am a Mavs fan, but I'm still Bay Area growing up. I actually live in the Bay. I'm a Giants and Niners fan, though, so don't worry.
That's okay.
What's on your mind?
You know? No, I just want to call and say, you know, like I said, I'm a huge Mavs fan. I want to see if you guys wanted to make a friendly wager, you know, tailgate a Niner game. You know, I win. I'll host both of you at a tailgate. You guys win, and, you know, you guys can host me at a tailgate.
That's fine.
I'll even throw in some cookies that my big brother makes, you know?
And you said you're a Niner fan?
Huge Niner fan.
Okay, then we'll make this happen. Bet is on. We'll get your information. You call back to us after the series. I'm down with this. I'm totally down with this.
All right, sounds good. I'll even have my big bro throw some cookies at you guys.
Nice.
Well, make sure the cookies are cookies.
Accepting my phone call.
We don't need any magic cookies, okay?
I'm okay with the magic cookies. Why not?
I'm not.
Shout out Burner. Cookies Amsterdam.
Let's go to Heather in the city.
Hey, Heather.
Heather, what is happening? You're on a morning roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've been listening to you and laughing all the way to work. And I just had a few thoughts on why Steph Curry is so underrated. And I want to say this is a good thing because he is such a humble human being.
Agreed.
He is better, obviously, than all of these guys. And he invites it. His humility invites the disrespect. Unlike someone like LeBron James, who's calling himself the king.
Right.
Could you ever imagine Steph Curry doing that?
No, he's not.
So I feel like this is part and parcel to how he conducts himself as a human. And I'm proud of him, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Heather, could you do me a favor? Can you call back again? Such a great take. I really appreciate that. Thank you for calling.
You know what? I can't wait for Luka to be isolated on Steph Curry tonight on the perimeter. So Luka's the better player on the floor.
Well,
I can't wait for that one-on-one matchup. Because we know Luka's going to hunt Steph, and he's going to get hit. Steph's a lot smaller. Luka's going to body him in the paint like he did back on March 3rd. And they're going to need help for Steph Curry on defense when he gets that switch on to Luka Doncic. But what happens when Luka gets switched on to Stephen Curry? What's going to happen then? People aren't thinking it. Everybody's saying, how are we going to defend Luka? How are you going to defend Luka? How are the Mavericks going to defend this read and react offense?
Well, you bring up a great point on defense for Steph. Three separate occasions with 2 minutes or less to go, he made a big, big defensive play in the Memphis series that people have slept on. All we talk about is the offense.
Yep.
Yet he stripped Ja Morant.
Yep.
He had a block. I believe it was against Desmond Bane where he was coming over to help. He clogged a couple of lanes and stole some cutout passes. His defense is much better than I think people advertise. They act like he is a complete cone, in the words of Patrick Beverly out there. He's not.
Well, speaking of Pat Bev, here's what he had to say about the Mavericks slowing down the Warriors' offense.
Go to sleep at night and go to sleep, like good deep sleep, because all your energy is going to be wasted on the defensive end. And that ain't even starting offense yet. Just the how fast Draymond Green gets the ball and reverses it to the other side is something that I have not heard people even talk about enough. I think he's one of the top five playmakers in this league. Them guarding back cuts, them chasing screens, that's going to take away all the legs that they have offensively too. So just watch out for the Warriors, man. I know we didn't talk about them in the beginning of the year because of injuries, but they're here now. And they hear, and they don't think they're going nowhere. So that it is what it is.
They're back. And here's the other thing about Steph Curry to go to State Warriors. This is what's so beautiful about them being back in the Western Conference Finals for the sixth time in the last 8 years. Is that nobody thought they'd be at this point.
No.
A lot of people didn't think they'd be at this
Championship
point.
Championship days are over. When they made the trade for D'Angelo Russell because Kevin Durant was going to leave, people were destroying them.
And I get it. That trade netted them Andrew Wiggins and Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, and you know, look, in my own brain, because I had a conversation with Matt Stamets about this, like, maybe they should have just let that money just go off
remember
the
that?
Books.
Remember that?
But at the time, like, as it was kind of playing out, I think there was a good argument for that. Like, it made sense what he was saying to try to, like, lower the threshold for the luxury tax hit. And you know what? All credit goes to Joe Lacob. He was like, screw it, I'm going to pay it, we're going to figure this out. And they kept parlaying that D'Angelo Russell piece into what it's become today.
And when they traded for Andrew Wiggins, people said, oh, they're really done. Andrew Wiggins has been a stiff. Well, Andrew Wiggins has become one of your biggest X factors, one of your most important pieces on this basketball team. But even before the season where, oh, man, they'll be a 6 seed, maybe a 7 seed. Mm-hmm. You don't know what Clay's going to look like, yada, 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 yada. And think about how they won. This is one of the most improbable runs if they do make the NBA Finals in a very long time, Shasky. Steph misses the last 12 regular season games. He misses 18 overall. Draymond misses 36. And Klay Thompson doesn't come back till January 9th. Then you got the pool starting bench thing. You have Wiggins in a deep, deep slump mm-hmm. in February and March. You have Otto Porter Jr. not playing back-to-backs. Andre Iguodala plays 26 games. They won 53 games entering the Western Conference Finals despite all that. Oh, and by the way, we're trying to get Jonathan Kuminga yes. and Moses Moody and develop them on the fly. That doesn't happen in the NBA. That's not normal.
No. And they have home court advantage. It's just crazy. And yeah, all the different things that have happened to them this year, just this year. Forget all yep. the stuff in the past. Klay coming back from what he's coming back from. Dre missing all that time. I mean, Bonte, it's a very crazy, improbable story. If I read you this story as a script for a Disney movie, you'd be like, I don't believe you.
Bob Myers was on with this last week.
I don't
week.
Believe you.
Bob Myers was on with this last week, and he said, man, it's been a roller coaster. I've never been through a season like this before.
He's right.
But yet you're hosting game one of the Western Conference Finals in 2022. So the whole championship window closing thing?
Well, that's...
Jordan Poole and Kuminga is going to help extend the careers of Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. And if Draymond yes. Green starts hitting shots and he's aggressive, he's going to extend his own career. And he's going to extend the window for the Golden State Warriors to win championships.
Let me throw one more at you on the Steph Curry, just the disrespect thing. I do think that players around the league respect Steph Curry. Yeah. I do. I do think, now, are there going to be guys that don't? Of course there are. But I'm saying I think the majority of them respect Steph Curry. To me, it's just crazy that other sports respect Steph Curry more than the national media covering this sport.
Hey, some local media too.
Steph Curry.
Some local media too.
The hip hop community respects Steph Curry more than the national media covering basketball.
The barbershops. The barbershops respect Steph Curry for the most part. Until you get a Houston fan in there talking about he's a Hall of Fame role player.
Oh, well, Houston. I mean, pick up the pieces of whatever your organization is right now. I don't care about what
Let's Houston go to Jay in San Jose. Jay in San Jose.
It really bugs me. I know you're saying it shouldn't, but it really does bug me.
It shouldn't bug you. It shouldn't bug you. Just smile.
But I'm watching one of the greatest players to ever put on, probably the greatest player I'll ever see, put on a Warrior uniform. And it's like, yeah, but. Throughout his entire career.
Whatever.
Can't we just celebrate him?
Whatever. That's what I say to it. Whatever. The guy's a top 10, top 15 player of all time. Whatever. Jay in San Jose, what's happening? Jay, you there? Jay, going once, going twice, gone. Doug in Berkeley. Doug, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This Steph Curry thing. Let's look at it this way. If you were going to pick your top five all-time NBA players at the height of their powers, you might pick Steph Curry first because he's the only player in the history of the NBA who, at the height of his powers, could cross half court and 4.5 times out of 10 hit a three-point shot.
Yeah.
Completely change the defense, completely change everything, okay? You cannot say that about any other player.
Such a great
It's kind of like if you're picking your all-star baseball team, everybody else goes, who's best first baseman, who's best that? I'll pick Ricky Henderson as my leadoff hitter.
100%.
Because either I got a guy on second base or we're ahead 1-0 right away.
Yep, more home runs to lead off the game than anyone in history.
Yep. We're going to miss him when he's gone. He is
totally.
Awesome.
And you know what? He's not going to be gone for a while.
What a smart, measured take.
Yeah, he's not going to be gone for a while. And trust me, I'm going to sit here and appreciate him. That's why I say, Warrior fans, live in the moment. Who cares what happens in the offseason? Who cares what happens 2 years down the line? Let's enjoy this every single game because he'll be gone before you know it. So I'm going to appreciate the greatness that we're seeing, not only from Stephen Curry, but from this trio, from Kevon Looney, from Steve Kerr. We've got it good out here with the Warriors. We have it really good. Six times in the last 8 years are going to the Western Conference Finals. That just doesn't happen, folks. That just doesn't happen in the modern NBA. Let's go to Hoopman real quick in Fairfield, and then we'll get to the break in D. Wright. Hoopman, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Oh, man, we're fired up. We're ready to go. What's going on?
Man, I'm super excited for game one tonight. People just keep disrespecting Curry, but that's okay because they just don't have the luxury of seeing what he does every night, the way he makes a defense gravitate toward him like he's a magnet. I just can't believe what people, how people aren't just giving him the credit he deserves. But that's okay, because they're gonna miss him when he's gone, and we're gonna relish in all the memories he's given us. Because I can count, can't even count on all my fingers and all my toes how many times this guy's made me smile from ear to ear. Curry's special, and I'm just blessed to have seen him as long as we have, and I can't wait to keep seeing him, because I feel like if we win this year, we're going to win at least one more after. Right now, throw me on it. I love this team. I just love our ownership, because they want to win as much as the fans do, and right. You don't get that with many owners. That's and the power that he's given to Curry and just to the team itself, I can't thank Joe Lacob enough. I hope you all have a great morning, and we're going to get this dub tonight. Thanks, fellas.
Great call, Hoop Man. Great take. Great take there about Stephen Curry. Winning this one, boy.
That would be incredible. Boy. We started this hour arguing with people from Dallas. I want to end this hour, before you go to the Boxing and Gerson thing, with just a little side note, because I guess our Twitch fans, they're such diehard fans of ours, they tapped into the Dallas fan cam, 105.3. Your boy picked the Warriors in six.
Wow. After all that, the guy with the Dodger shirt?
Is that the cherry on top of the cake?
I mean, come on. You talk all that noise. You bring that fake smoke. Basically, what they did was bring Bammer weed. They brought the Bammer weed to the party. You know, the brown bark. The Boo Bammer. Like, what? They're jokes, dude. Hey, I can't wait. I can't wait to pick up this $200, Shasky. We're $100 richer.
I guarantee you we're going to get dial tones when we try to get it.
Hey, guess what? We're getting new boxers, new socks, baby. That $100 is going to go a long
Shout
way.
Shout out Raider for Life on YouTube for tapping in and giving us that information.
No doubt about it. Now time for the injury report, sponsored by Boxer & Gerson Law Firm.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Good news, Warrior fans. Otto Porter Jr., according to head coach Steve Kerr, told reporters after practice yesterday that Porter Jr. was a full participant for the second straight day, adding that both Porter Jr. looked good and felt good, and he's no longer on the injury report. All signs pointed to Porter Jr. being available, folks. He's going to be suiting up after missing Game 6 with right foot soreness. He posted a plus 79 so far in the Warriors playoff run. He's been really, really important for the Warriors coming off the bench or starting the Dubs. Also hoping that Gary Payton II can make his return to the court later in the series, although it is not likely he suits up. The Warriors have yet to rule him out of the series as he makes his recovery from a left elbow fracture. Peyton, young glove, I should say, was seen at practice yesterday making layups with a sling on, but it was with his right arm, not his left arm, so that's a positive sign for his chances of playing sooner rather than later. Iguodala expected to be reevaluated Thursday for his neck injury he suffered back in Game 4 of the Warriors' first-round series against the Denver Nuggets. In the meantime, Iggy has made himself useful for the Warriors by, Steve Kerr puts it, acting like an assistant coach who the players can rely on for real-time advice. The injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Don't forget, 8:15, we're going to ask you guys a question. Caller number one will win tickets to Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals. Know the show. What did we say between 7:30 and 8 o'clock? Know the show. We're going to ask that question at 8:15, right after Darrell Wright. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.